This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reforms are not a compulsion but a commitment and conviction for his government and that its policies are pro-people, pro-growth and pro-development. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said his government has created a clear roadmap for reforms, with the primary focus being on reforms at a governance level. He said India is undertaking next generation reforms at the policy level to secure the country's future.
हमने reforms को लेकर एक clear roadmap बनाया. इस roadmap की प्रमुख दिशा रही है गवर्नेंस लेवल के रिफॉर्म्स हो. इसके लिए आज 21वीं सदी के भारत में हम सिर्फ रेगुलेशन नहीं बदल रहे, हम रेगुलेशन की पूरी फिलॉसफी बदल रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister pointed out that his government is not merely changing regulations but is changing the entire philosophy behind them. He said that earlier the approach to regulations was prohibited unless permitted. The Prime Minister also spoke about the global economic environment, saying that the weaponization of resources and growing mistrust were creating new challenges. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lauded West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari for handing over 1,129 acres of land to the Border Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal for fencing along the India-Bangladesh border in the state within 45 days of the new government coming to power. He said the request for the land required for the border fence had been pending since 2014. Mr. Shah was speaking while attending a program at the Sashastra Seema Bal Frontier Headquarters in Rani Danga area at Siliguri in West Bengal yesterday. The Home Minister said completing border fencing is crucial to stopping infiltration and protecting national security. He said the government will continue its zero tolerance policy towards illegal immigration. India and Nepal reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral cooperation and reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening cooperation on border management and security. The discussion came up during the 14th meeting of the India-Nepal Joint Working Group, which concluded in Dehradun yesterday. Union Home Ministry, in a statement, said during the two-day meeting, discussions covered addressing trans-border crime and criminal activities, strengthening and effective utilization of border infrastructure, roads and railway networks, removal of encroachments and maintenance of boundary pillars. The BRICS Tourism Ministers meeting held under India's chairship concluded yesterday with the unanimous adoption of the Jaipur Declaration, which provides a framework for strengthening tourism cooperation among BRICS member countries. The meeting was presided over by the Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, at Rajpur at Jaipur in Rajasthan. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shekhawat said tourism will play an important role in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047 and had the potential to extend economic growth beyond major urban centres to towns, villages and remote regions. India has raised with Somalian authorities the issue of the hijacking of two foreign-flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board. The vessels carrying 16 Indian seafarers on board MT Cebu and 6 Indian seafarers on board MV Lutuf were hijacked by armed pirates in separate incidents of Yemen and Somalia. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, the Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on top seeds Liu Shengshu and Tan Ning of China in the semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The Indian duo stormed into the semi-finals yesterday, defeating fourth seeds Jia Yi Fan and Xiangshu Xian of China. Ace Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the Lausanne Diamond League with a season-best throw of 88.05 meter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.